This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Before we get into today's episode, Your Money Briefing is exploring what you need to know to become a homeowner and sustain your home. You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, available only for WSJ subscribers. Now, onto the show. Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 25th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Booking a summer trip? It might be time to pay extra attention to those bag fees. Airlines are raising the cost to check a bag.
Right now, they're saying, look, we haven't touched our bag fees since, in most cases, 2018, and the price of everything has gone up. So airlines are paying more for labor, they're paying more for fuel, and they just need to raise these prices to sort of cover their costs.
WSJ reporter Allison Sider joins me to discuss after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
It seems like the age of booking your flights and worrying about the bag fees later might be over. WSJ reporter Allison Sider looked into this and joins me. Allison, what's the average cost of checking a bag now?
Well, a first bag now, most airlines, is going to run you at least $35. On some airlines, if you forget and you don't book in advance, you're going to be on the hook for $40 for one bag. And if you want a second bag, you're looking at least another $45.
And how much has that price changed over the last few years?
The last time we really saw a big wholesale, like industry-wide increase in bag fees was in 2018. And that's when we saw a lot of them go up from $25 to $30. And they were pretty steady, largely because of the pandemic the last couple of years. They've really come a long way. Bag fees weren't widespread until around 2008. Before that, it's kind of hard to believe, but you got often two checked bags for free, including your ticket. They started off like fairly nominal, and over the years they've climbed from 15 for a first bag to 20, 25, and now here we are at 35 at least.
The idea of two checked bags for free seems so foreign now, but I remember airfares used to include the guarantee of at least one checked bag. What happened?
Budget airlines like Allegiant and Spirit were pretty early to the checked bag fee. They have a different business model. They keep their base fares really low. And they have fees for everything else. And you know, they say their customers like that because you can get a pretty cheap ticket and you don't pay for things that you don't want. And Spirit put in its checked bag fee in 2007. And around that time, there was a big spike in fuel prices. And they kind of all gradually turned to bag fees as a way to try and recoup that. And it's become a really lucrative part of the business for most airlines, with the exception of Southwest, that still gives you two checked bags for free.
You kind of touched on it a little there, but what are some of the reasons why airlines are saying they have to be raising these fees?
Right now, they're saying, look, we haven't touched our bag fees since, in most cases, 2018, and the price of everything has gone up. So airlines are paying more for labor, they're paying more for fuel, and they just need to raise these prices to sort of cover their costs. There are other reasons. It's a very competitive industry, and so if an airline has a cheap fare, a bunch of other airlines want to match it. It can be kind of hard for them to raise fares. And a lot of analysts say they don't really have the pricing power right now to raise fares to cover their higher costs. So we're seeing that translate into higher fees instead.
How much are airlines making from bag fees?
I mean, in 2022, which is the last full year of data we have, bag fees brought in almost $7 billion. Last year, in the first three quarters of the year, it was about $5.5 billion. So it brings in a lot of money for them.
In your story, you talk about how not all bag fees are one standard price. Tell me about how dynamic pricing works.
Yeah, so that's been something that's made bag fees a little more complicated. Budget airlines, like again, Spirit and Frontier, they were pretty early adopters of using dynamic pricing. So that might mean depending on when you book or where you're going, they sort of make some guesses about what type of customer you are. Like, are you a leisure traveler booking a month out to go to Cancun? Are you a last minute traveler going to Vegas for the weekend? So the bag fee you might see can vary based on all of those factors. So it, you know, makes it a little hard to know when you're thinking about the cost of your trip, what exactly the bag fee might be, because it's not just a flat fee. Recently, we've seen JetBlue kind of dip its toe in that water. Right now, they're doing something like peak and off-peak pricing. So you'll pay a little bit more if you're traveling at a very busy time of year, like spring break or summer vacation or winter holidays. You'll see a slightly higher bag fee than you would during a less busy time of year.
And is it possible that that becomes the norm for other companies?
You know, I think that's pretty widely expected that we're going to see a lot more of that. Airline tickets, you'll have long been sort of dynamically priced. The timing of your booking and what type of traveler you might be, that kind of all factors into the way the prices fluctuate. A lot of people, analysts and consultants, are expecting we'll see that with other fees as well.
Personally, if I'm able to swing it, I try to travel without checking a bag just because I'm so worried that something could happen to my bag. With these higher fees, is that less of a worry that something's going to happen?
Airlines over the years, they have been getting a little bit better about handling checked bags. We've seen the rate of mishandled bags start to come down. There are some new technology developments in the last several years, like bag tracking. A lot of people try to avoid these fees and don't check bags. That's sort of part of the airline's argument that you shouldn't have to pay for it if you don't want it.
And with higher prices on checked bags, more people like me are opting in for carry-ons to save money. How does that affect that precious overhead bin space once you get on the plane?
A lot of people have, over the last several years, pointed out the chaos at the gate and just the proliferation of carry-on bags, and point to rising checked bag fees as sort of part of the reason people are so intent on bringing carry-ons. You know, we're at a point where there just isn't enough space. You know, planes sort of just weren't designed with enough space in the overhead bins for every single person to have carry-on. Airlines are adding these bigger bins where, in theory, everybody could bring a carry-on, but it's been kind of a long, years-long process to get those in place, and they're not ubiquitous on every airline at this point.
Why is buying a ticket for a flight so much more complicated now?
I mean, airlines have been embracing over many years now this unbundling a la carte pricing model where they offer you different packages and different extras. And it's a little bit more like the budget airline model. We're seeing that across the board at all carriers where things that were once included in the cost of your ticket are now being cut out and you can opt in or out of them. The airlines say that's consumer friendly because not everybody wants to pay for the same things, but it does make it a little bit more complicated to know what the price of your trip will actually be.
So before you buy your next plane ticket, what options should people consider to save money on these bag fees?
So the big one is, you know, your airline's policy about booking when you need to pay for your bag. Like Delta, Alaska, they just charge what they charge. It's $35 for a first bag, $45 for a second, and it doesn't matter when you decide to do it. But on United and JetBlue and American, you can save a little bit of money by pre-booking your bag. And if you don't pre-book, and it depends by airline, like how early you need to do it, but if you don't pay in advance, then you're going to end up paying a little bit more for your bags. If you have an airline credit card, if you're loyal to one airline, you fly it a lot, you frequently want to be checking bags, having an airline credit card often comes with a free checked bag. Airline status, if you have elite status, you can often get a free bag for yourself and even other people traveling on your reservation. And then often, if you don't mind taking your bag through security and you have like a normal carry-on sized bag, this won't fly if you have like a huge duffel, but if you do have a normal carry-on sized bag and you decide you don't want to deal with the hassle of the overhead bins, usually the airlines are pretty happy to gate check your bag for you for free. But at the same time, my colleague Don Gilbertson has written a lot about how airlines are getting nitpickier about carry-ons, and you really are limited to a carry-on and a personal item. So if you try to load yourself up with a neck pillow and a blanket and, you know, 10 things, like, they probably will say something.
That's WSJ reporter Allison Sider. And that's it for Your Money Briefing. This episode is hosted and produced by me, Ariana Aspuru, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.